All right, folks, we're on the line here with Kenny the Shark Hewer. A little bit late for Shark Week, but he's with the UFC. He does a lot of work there. We see him holding the gate a lot and closing it, making sure it's shut, and walking in and out with the fighters and all that stuff. So tell us a little bit about that, Kenny. How's that gig like? What's it like being on TV?
It's pretty awesome, man, to get paid to watch the fights and do what you love and enjoy. And, you know, I train with a lot of the coaches and the fighters that come up to the cage, so it's kind of interesting taking care of the guys and make sure that I open up that cage as fast as possible so that they can get in there and coach the fighters and all fixed up for the next round.
Awesome. And what's the craziest thing you've seen so far in doing that?
I don't know. There's not too much craziness other than the fights. You know, people get knocked out, breaking their legs on leg kicks and checks and stuff like that. That have to be the craziest thing is watching somebody snap their leg or break a bone.
Right. So you talking about Weidman or Connor? Were you there for both of them?
I was there for both.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Weidman one, I couldn't even look when it happened. I didn't even finish looking. And then they showed the replay, and my girlfriend was watching it. She said, "You got to see this." And I said, "Oh, my God." Because the worst part was when he stepped back and he put the weight on it and not realizing it was broken. Oh, yeah, I can imagine that was a little bit different up close and personal.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then you just can't help but feel for the guys, you know. Of course, you want to open up that cage as fast as possible, let the doctors get in there, and, you know, right. hopefully fix them up, get them back on the road, back in the cage.
Right. And you're still doing the window tinting. You were doing that when we last talked to you. What's that? How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. 28 plus years doing window tinting, commercial, residential, automotive.
Awesome.
Got voted best of Las Vegas, and I'm a 5-star rated company still, so doing both jobs. And I also coach a youth football team called the Henderson Crow. It's a high school preparatory football program, so averaging 100 plus hours a week.
Wow. So yeah, my girlfriend's kids were doing that for their high school. One of them moved to North Carolina, so he's not doing it anymore, but the other one's still doing it, and yeah, they love it. And they played football on the same team, but yeah, I never got past doing it a couple years, and it was like, you know, the kids that got started were the ones that sucked up to the coach, and you know, if you worked hard on my team, you weren't going to get anywhere. So I was just a lineman anyway, and I never kind of fell into it. But I always kind of regret that I didn't do more football. But that's what got me into fighting, so.
Yeah, no, we make dirt at both. Yeah, we're old school. We don't give out participation trophies or anything like that. It's like, on a position on team, you got hurt. So, and our job at that level is to coach them up. You know, it's not about chasing that championship trophy. It's right. About teaching these kids you know, proper technique and how to work as a team and gel and, try to win some games, so.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too, because there's a big connection to the MMA skills as well, and there's been a lot of talk in recent years about a lot of these football players training in the grappling and all that for, you know, avoiding tackles and engaging in tackles and blocking people and, I mean, even just boxing has been practiced too, because Teddy Atlas, I know, worked with the Jets on that at one point. But there's a lot of stuff that comes in handy.
Line, and we work on leverage and stuff like that. So I use a lot of hip position and a lot of judo techniques teaching the kids. So. It all comes full circle.
Sweet. Now, when did you first get this job for the UFC? How did this come about?
Well, I got a phone call and asking if I was interested in working for the UFC, and of course, I mean, who isn't? And so I told the gentleman that reached out to me, yeah, I was highly interested, and then told me that they would get back to me, and when they have more information or that position becomes available or whatnot.
Sweet.
A year later, I kind of gave up hopes on it, and I got the phone call to go in and take my drug test and go for orientation, and I got the job. So it worked out pretty cool because it's the next best thing. You and everybody else know my fighting I cut short with it, and so I wasn't able to train and fight for the UFC or any, you know, pro MMA organization, and so this is the next best thing. You know, I'm on the cage, I build the cage, I work the cage, and I'm right there with the fighters, and you know, keep an eye on the coaches and open up that cage and letting the doctors and the cut men and everybody in there to take care of the boys.
So do you have an official title, or do they just call you the gatekeeper?
Right, that'd be kind of cool, like cage keeper or whatnot. The official title is Octagon.
Octagon what?
So that's the associate, Octagon associate. That's the official title of my job.
Cool. It's not a bad thing to put on your resume if people know what you're talking about. Otherwise, they might think you're just talking about random shapes. But,
yeah, right.
So you actually physically put the cage together and tear it down for all the events?
So, basically what we do is, you know, we travel, and then the Octagon is delivered on a semi, and then we, you know, with the stagehands and stuff like that, we put the cage together, the Octagon, put the stickers on, the canvas, the stairs, everything that you see on TV is built from scratch, from the ground up.
Awesome. And when you actually get to the event and everything like that, you just kind of stand around the cage between events, or do they have you doing other stuff?
Well, what we do is we rotate. So we have a four-man crew. So there's a guy on the floor that checks in the fighters, kind of make sure that, you know, like everything's done up with the commission. Then we have the red gate, which is the entrance gate. We have an Octagon associate there. And then on the exit gate, otherwise known as the blue gate, we have an Octagon associate there. And then after we do our rotation, we get a fight off as a break, and then we do it all over again.
Cool. Now, I'm sure this never happens in the UFC, but I actually was at an event in Iowa one time where the kid ended up getting taken out of the cage through the gate. The gate flew open. He went down the stairs and landed on his back. And the fight continued, and he won. It was a cement floor.
Oh, wow.
Cement floor, no padding.
That's some WWF stuff.
Yeah. WWE. You probably heard of him at some point. Mike, the Minivan Van Meer, I think was his name. He was an Iowa guy. But real tough kid for the
That's crazy, man. Wait. Yeah, no, we're the best of the best in the world. And at what we do at our jobs, we're trained. And my boss is like the cage master. He knows the cage inside and out, how to fix it, how to problem solve, how to make sure it's here. I mean, he double, triple checks it. I mean, he's the global Octagon manager and guy in charge. So, you know, he trains us, and, you know, everything's up and up, and it's safe as humanly possible.
Awesome. So he's like the cage sensei, huh? Awesome.
Yeah, he's like the splinter of the cage.
And what's your favorite part about doing the job?
Oh, man, there's so many things that incredible. You get to travel the world. You know, the UFC is, like I said, the best of the best. They take extremely great care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the hotels, the travel, the food, just everything is just top notch. I mean, it's the best production company and MMA organization to work for.
Yeah, I mean, other than some of the restrictive contracts that people give them attitudes about and problems with in the media, it is, you know, a lot of people say that. It's a great business to work for. And, you know, it's obviously, as far as the talent goes, still the best in the world. You can't argue that. There might be a couple handful of people in different places that could beat a UFC champion right now, but it's few and far between. But, you know, who's your favorite character that you see all the time in these fights? Like, do you have a favorite ref that you talk to, or Bruce Buffer? Do you get to talk to him at all, any of those guys?
Yeah, I get to talk to Bruce all the time, man. He's awesome. He's fun to work with. He's full of energy. He's always dancing and just always upscale, upbeat, very classy guy. And, yeah, he's awesome. Some of the refs, I mean, I'm a little bit closer to than the others, but we really have to stay neutral. So
right.
We really can't, we're not allowed to gamble or bet on the fights. We really can't, disclose, our personal opinions and stuff because, you know, we're there to take care of the fighters, number one. Also, make sure that the coaches are, you know, following the protocols and the jobs.
Right.
So,
yeah, we interviewed, I think it was Kevin McDonald, a couple of years ago. And he kind of gave us that rundown of, I can't even say whether I thought this guy won or not, you know. So,
yeah, there's just no opinion. There's no anything. You're there to do a job. You're getting paid to do your job, and that's pretty much it, you know.
And I know you're kind of on the same page as I am with all this COVID bullshit. What's the whole situation out there with it in Nevada? Are you guys getting better, getting worse? What's the story?
Well, they implemented a mask mandate, so the coaches have to wear masks. We have to wear masks. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, that's just the rules of the game, and we got to keep the fight going and everything. And that's just it. You want to work, you want to fight, you want to keep the ball rolling. You just got to follow the protocols and the rules and regulations.
And
you know, that's just part of the game.
Were you out there and doing this job with the UFC when it hit? And when they had to first figure out how to deal with it?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, I was on the travel team to Jacksonville, Florida for UFC 249. We made history. A lot of the other organizations, NHL, MLB, NFL, everything, got a hold of Dana. And they implemented a lot of the UFCs, almost all of them, the protocols and whatnot. We get tested twice a week for COVID. And, you know, it's just really strict, really tight, and it's done the right way.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that was one of the, I mean, as much as I don't like Dana White because we kind of have a history, I just basically had to give him a salute during that period. I had to, talk good about him every week because that impressed me, the way that he was able to get shit together and make it happen and you know, take care of his organization and make sure that nothing fell apart. And it was him that did a lot of the work.
Well, the greatest thing was, even leading up to the first fight, to be able to host the show and everything, he was still paying all the employees. All of us got paid. We did not miss a paycheck.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was something else.
And he also sent out a he also sent out a company email that if any of us needed anything, toilet paper, diapers, food, water, anything, to reach out to him, and he'd personally take care of it, and he did for a lot of people. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough about the man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have had the opportunity to meet him if I played ball with Zions back in the day, back in like 2007. They promised me if I went out to Vegas and met with them, they would sit me down with Dana White and everything like that, and I never took them up on it because I thought they were going to try to get me. But, we just got off on a bad foot. But I think about it all the time. Like, what would have happened if I had done that, you know? I'd probably be working in a big job for the UFC right now myself. But, you know, it was a big story.
Right.
I chased it. It's kind of what made me famous. I don't really have a lot of regrets about it. But, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, I'm really kind of jealous now that I know that it's so good to work for the UFC.
I tell everybody, they always ask, you know, oh man, how'd you get that? Oh my God, this and that, you know, and they just rant rave about it. I was like, the best way to describe my job and me getting my job and working for the UFC and being one of only four on the crew,
right,
is like hitting the lottery.
Right. Well, I was going to say that earlier. What was the, when I asked you the question of how'd you get the job, I was going to ask, when did you hit the lottery? So it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's sweet.
That's basically, that's it. I mean, I love my job. I love what I do. I love to travel. I love the way they take care of us. And I mean, just everything about it, it's just so professional and just over the top. It's like everybody from the janitor to the ring girls to the, you know, production to everybody. I mean, it's like we're this big family and everybody looks out after each other and everybody helps each other. And it's just incredible. It's an incredible experience. You almost feel like a rock star, like everybody's a rock star, you know?
Right. Well, you certainly come across as one when we see you front and center while they're reading the decision all the time.
yeah.
You definitely look
I appreciate that. It's just luck of the draw.
Yeah. You definitely look like you're enjoying it. But anyway, it's about...
I definitely am. There's a big smile on my mouth.
Yeah. It's about the 20-minute mark. I said I'd only take 20 minutes of your time, but if you want to kind of give a shout-out to anybody, thank anybody, or talk about where people can find you online, just go for it.
Oh, yeah, on Facebook, UFC Kenny Hoyer, H-E-U-E-R. I can always be approached. Message me. Reach out. Say hi.
Well, we definitely appreciate catching up with you, and we'll be keeping an eye on you for sure. If I'm be watching an MMA fight or UFC fight, I kind of have to because you'll be on screen. So. But we'll post
I appreciate
up,
it, man. Thank you so much.
We'll post up the links with this, and I'll send you it when we're here, when we got it all set in stone and on the show and coordinated with us. We'll make it look like, you know, we're cutting to the interview at the end, so it'll be towards the end. I'll tell you exactly what the time is when it pops up, so you can just direct people right to it, and they can get an inside look on what you do every day. Well, every day to the UFC's in town.
Yeah, awesome, man. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy the game or the football practice.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, brother.
All right.
Bye.